Solid X. It's the Morning X. Good morning, my friends. How are you? How is it? That's awesome. Hey, there's my number one friend right there. Let's do the Hajj. Let's do the Monster Hajj. The Monster Hajj. Nicholas Hajj, the host of the Morning X. What's up, buddy?
Oh, I wanted more of that.
I was trying to remember that song in the shower. I was like, I don't really know how the rest of it goes. Not a good Halloween song.
What?
And I guess some people are, you're going to say that that's like there's the best songs, but
that's got to be on the Mount Rushmore.
I mean, like the
mixtape of screams and howls and
the theme song to Halloween, the movie with a little ding 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 ding.
See, I look at that.
But like songs that I can sing, like Christmas songs, I can come up with a million of them. All right. I'll even throw some patriotic, because I'm proud to be an American, July 4th songs at you.
Okay, I was like...
Oh, no, you guys didn't sing...
I'm proud to be Santa Claus.
You didn't even sing that at Christmas time in the Hajj family? Yeah, it's weird. But, I don't know. Now, I'm sure you...
I guess we're heathen Christmasers.
Tweet at me and let us know all of the Halloween songs that I have overlooked. I'm sure there's a bunch out there, okay? But in terms of iconic ones that everybody knows as soon as you start going, I don't know that they have words, though.
Now that we are here on the subject of Halloween songs, and it's officially Christmas season, according to Walmart and everywhere else, my mom has always had this crazy theory that Thanksgiving is not marketing enough and that she wants to go Mariah Carey with Thanksgiving. All I want for Thanksgiving is to win the wishbone.
I'm currently working on a Mount Rushmore or top five of holidays just so that I can crap on Halloween today and not have it in there.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Might have to use a President's Day when it was never been used before. But yeah, Thanksgiving might be my number one, and it's not really a good Thanksgiving song.
Nobody's giving out milk for Halloween.
I love the milk at Thanksgiving. What else I love, man? Sleep. 3 hours ago.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
I was awake. I don't know what time I fell asleep, but at one point I looked over and I was like, this is getting really bad. And I checked my phone. It was 3:01 a.m. And no nap yesterday, just straight through.
Stop doing that.
Yeah. I wish that I could just fall asleep, but I can't turn my brain off without drugs or exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't
exercise.
I was trying desperately to not have a Tylenol PM, because then I feel groggy and I have crazy, crazy nightmare dreams. And I was like, we're going to go about it all natural tonight. And then it was like 2:15 in the morning. And I was like, we have to do it. So now I'm on the 2:15 Tylenol PM, which is a very questionable time to put that one in there. Very questionable. But I feel good, so let's go.
Good.
I'm ready.
Good.
Let's do it. Happy Halloween. You look excellent, my friend.
Thank you.
Yeah, I didn't dress up as anything.
Okay, fair.
The Morning X.
What up, X? It's the Morning X, Nick and Dick. And we have Bert Kreischer tickets today. 8:20-ish will be your chance to win those 7:20 special Halloween. Boo! Edition of the Bumbles. But it's that time. What are you burning X on today, Nick?
Well, it is Halloween, and so we want to know, already had this discussion a little bit previously, but what is the best Halloween song? Because Twitter only limits us to four options. Your options are three: Monster Mash, Thriller, the Halloween theme, or none of the above. And feel free to add us at 101X Morning X. Vote and tell us what we left off.
So, yeah, I started the show today saying that there weren't any good Halloween songs.
Surprise. He did the Monster Mash.
Who is this song by, Nick?
Graveyard Smash.
Dion Cole.
Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers.
Of course. What was their second biggest hit?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man. It's way older than I thought as well.
Of course. You can't just hear it. That's why I don't like this one, because it just sounds old.
It just sounds old.
It sounds like it would play on the Halloween episode of Andy Griffith.
Mm. Well, this one sounds like it would play on the Sexual Predator episode of Andy Griffith.
Cause that's the day.
Boy, I would watch that one,
really,
by the way.
The lesson on that one.
Jesus.
Let me tell you. It was whistling and not from his mouth.
This is a perfect example, though, of what I'm saying. I Yeah, I see. There's zombies.
Are you saying this is canceled?
There's No. You got dancing zombies, and yeah, that song is obviously way bigger than any other. It might be the biggest song of all time. And the music video changed the music video business for all times. None of these things really seem Halloween related to me, okay? In the way that Mariah Carey singing All I Want for Christmas Is You, that's definitely a Christmas song. Thriller, I'm like, it's spooky. All right, the video made it spooky, but I don't know that it's... I don't hear Thriller and be like, oh, spooky season.
But if you're throwing a Halloween party and you throw on the Thriller, everybody's going to jump up
that
and
works.
Start dancing.
That works.
And I'm telling you, it's just spooky music. It's and generic.
This is what I would say is the answer.
Just because the movie comes from the movie Halloween.
Theme song to Halloween, but there's no words. All right? So I'm like, what am I going to do with this?
I mean, I was thinking, I didn't put on the poll because I know you have affinity for the Halloween theme, but I feel like Ghostbusters is the Ghostbusters theme song. I mean,
again, I'm just going to say it's kind
Who
of.
Who are you going to call? It's Ghostbusters.
It's kind of Halloween adjacent. In the original movie, is it Halloween night where everything goes nuts?
No, I don't think so.
Where the Titanic rolls up in Manhattan finally?
No. It also takes over the course of like. A large amount of time, I assume, unless they were literally an overnight success. But
the Ghostbusters,
yeah,
no, but I think the night where everything really breaks and loose, dogs and cats living together, might have been Halloween night because that's when the
barrier between us and the spirit realm is weakest.
That so might also
be to supernatural shenanigans.
Might also be Ghostbusters 2, which I am a big. I think
no, that was like New Year's Eve,
original one,
right?
I don't know, man.
I feel like that was like Christmas time, New Year's Eve, because it was. Anyway,
I have a drop for this here, but I would never find it.
Everything you're doing is bad.
Nailed it.
I want you to know.
Nailed it.
There we go. At 101X Morning X, vote in today's Burning X question. What's the best Halloween song?
Why do all the monsters come out at night? Why do we sleep where we want to hide? Why do I run?
Hang on. This song is called Monsters. Is it all time low? Is All Time Low featuring Black Bear the best Halloween song of all time?
I'll spend $8 so I can edit the poll.
The Morning X.
101X, it's The Morning X. Check out the wailing violin lead. Orchestral musicians, that's a violin, right? DQA, is the difference between a violin and a fiddle? Then?
I think just how you hold it.
He's definitely bowing something up there. All right.
If you're going to challenge the devil to a contest, it's a fiddle.
I've said that
if
before.
If you're just playing orchestra, it's a violin.
Somebody said that's a keyboard, dude. And I'm like, that is not a keyboard. All right. I've seen Yellow Card. I've seen that guy wailing on with the bow. All right.
Okay.
I'm like, why is that guy in the band? Sorry, distraction. I wanted to talk to you just for a moment about gas station deodorant.
Sure.
I was running a second late today because no sleep. But also, for probably way too long now, I have just been rubbing a plastic nub under my arms every morning, okay?
Just wishful thinking.
I'm just like looking. I have like a Old Spice Cool Wave thing that I have going.
We used to have emergency deodorant around here.
It was lost in the unfortunate miscommunication that was my 8-month
sabbatical
absence. But yeah, I used to have a work deodorant, and I have for 2 weeks just been rubbing this piece of plastic under my arms. And yesterday after...
Is this piece of plastic like an old deodorant container
Okay. It's not like just an old plastic toy that I found somewhere.
Just a bag
from
Walmart?
No. It's an old stick of my go-to Old Spice New Cool Wave, I believe it's called. Yesterday, after slaving over a hot microphone for 6 hours with you, towards the end of that other show, I was like, man, I stink. I don't know if you guys noticed or picked up on it, but
luckily I haven't smelled anything since like 1995.
Oh,
so
good
for you. That's probably what makes us work as radio partners.
Yeah, continuing to hustle throughout the day. Finally, yesterday at 10:15 or so, I took off my shirt and I was like, "Oh God, you are gross." Mm-hmm. Just been walking around like this, so I knew today I would have to get new deodorant on the way to work. I stopped at the 7-Eleven, and I was like, they surely got everything.
Where else are you gonna get
your everything
from?
That
yeah,
I need.
Sure.
And I tell you what, they have an army of feminine hygiene products They've got multiple toothpaste options. There were two.
You didn't try to douche your armpits,
did
you?
Two different pregnancy tests, okay? But they have only one option.
Wait. All right. Are they just competing brands?
I don't, yeah.
Is one a 7-Eleven test?
There were two different boxes, yeah.
A 7 means pregnant, 11 means not?
That would be...
If or is it like...
If you're late, you probably want to get a better source than 7-Eleven, but... yeah,
I mean, they are always open if it's an emergency.
Then they had... But they have one option only for a man's deodorant, and so now I have a Degree Cool Rush 48-hour antiperspirant, and I'm going to make it my new studio deodorant.
Good, right? Good, so, good. I had a car deodorant, but I think it's in the old Nissan Altima. And didn't make the transition. Deodorant. Yeah, I said when I kept in the car. Yeah. Mine was a speed stick, and that felt like extra emergency. Degree seems too good for emergency deodorant.
Isn't it get melty if you leave it in the car?
Yeah, yeah, sure, probably.
The Morning X.
101X, it's The Morning X. Nick and Dick with Bert Kreischer tickets. Bringing his topless stand-up comedy ways to the Moody Center. 820 today will be your chance to win. Right now, it's time for Hajda Headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Now, all the news that's fit to air, Nicholas Hajda. Go.
Things continue to be terrible in Gaza as Israel struck some 300 Hamas targets overnight. While multiple UN bodies have called for a humanitarian ceasefire to allow aid to reach the enclave, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has remained firm, saying, quote, "This is a time for war." Meanwhile, new details emerge in the death of Matthew Perry. As we reported yesterday, LA medical examiner has labeled him deferred on his cause of death, pending results of a toxicology report. However, new details of the actual how people found him have come out, saying that he was discovered underwater in his hot tub by a bystander who then called 911. By the time help had arrived, the bystander had repositioned Matthew so his head was out of the water, but he was unfortunately already dead.
It's a real feel-good update we got going on.
I know, man. I know. Meanwhile, lots of his friends' cast members have released statements. His book hit number one on Amazon, his memoir, which was... Mm. Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing, following his death, and TBS is doing a Best of Chandler Friends Marathon starting Wednesday and running through Sunday.
Excellent tribute / way to cash in, TBS.
Yeah, well, you know, they're probably running a lot of those anyway.
Yeah.
And I think most of the Friends episodes are probably Best of Chandler.
You could say the entire TBS network is just that.
Yeah, yeah.
The Best of Chandler and Kramer.
Ooh. Who is TBS hoping passes away next? Like Michael Richards? I think the mom from Everybody Loves Raymond is already dead. Anyway. But here, is all of this terrible news weighing on you? Well, good news, because according to a new survey, more than half of Americans say they believe screaming positively affects their health. So just let it out, guys. Let it out. All of your fears and heartache. More than half of millennials say the louder they scream, the better they feel afterwards. However, older adults don't necessarily agree, and with most saying they don't like screaming loudly. So just a quiet scream?
Yeah.
Yeah. Only 10% of people say they scream at least once a week. Women are more likely to say they scream out of fear, while men are more likely to scream out of pain. That makes sense.
Mm.
And then finally, there is some science behind it, with psychiatrists saying that screaming can release positive chemicals in your brain, and it can have cathartic effects to reduce stress. So,
you a good screamer? It's extreme weakness in my game, all right?
I can yell with rage. I don't do like a, but I do like a,
Yeah, I've seen that. Hajda several times.
All right? Right before I quit a Zoom with the consultant.
I was just thinking of that moment. Yeah. That was a good one. Yeah. No, as someone who was a aspiring new metaler in his teenage years and then an emo core kid in his 20s, I was always disappointed with my inability to scream.
Like, is that what held you back? Getting to the radio?
Look, I have a few other deficiencies in my vocal performance game. All right. Only a few.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the inability to scream really good. It's one of the things I wish I could do.
I've had a lot
that
of friends.
Hold a tune.
Yeah. I was going to say just the harmony part of it, melody.
Eh.
I've had a lot of friends that have been in like metal screamo bands, and I'm always impressed that just like when they can just talk normally to me.
Yeah.
afterwards, and I'm like, there has to be like something like you just, it's like LeBron James. Like, he's good at basketball because he's practiced a lot, but also there's just like some inherent stuff in his DNA. And I feel like a good metal lead vocalist.
I lack
you. Just you have certain vocal cords.
Oh, I thought you were saying I lack the
rage.
I think
you're born that way.
That you might have in your heart.
No. I can teach you the rage.
Sports.
Can you teach rage?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that. Steve Sarkisian on why freshman quarterback Arch Manning did not play in the blowout win over BYU on Saturday. Quote, I was more focused on the rhythm of Malik and the offense. It wasn't the right time today. Asked what the right time is. He says that he's planning on giving him some in-game reps. Just remains when that will actually happen for him. Monday Night Football, the Detroit Lions 26-14 over the Las Vegas Raiders. Further analysis, Jared Goff is good. Jahmyr Gibbs is good. And for reasons you don't really care about, Amon-Ra St. Brown is good.
Oh, that was beautiful. Open up our fantasy football app and seeing that notification that I beat Jason.
The Texas Rangers. Breaking news, guys. It's still baseball season. Mm-hmm. The World Series are being contested right now. And last night in Arizona, Max Scherzer took the mound for the Rangers. He had to leave after just three innings as his back spasmed. Mm. Has your back ever spasmed?
A couple times, yeah. Recently,
I don't want to.
I was playing too much video games in my bed. Okay. It's tweaked a muscle or something. That was bad.
It sounds significant.
I played through it, though.
Like, I kind of
didn't try that, Max.
I would like to say I have never experienced a spasm. But, you know, like when people all the time complain of migraines, I'm like,
yeah.
Are you sure you don't just have a headache? All right. Like, my back is hurt, but not to the, you know, if I.
You've had a pain in your ass.
Oh, I've got pains all over the place.
That was a spasm when you were doing that. Yeah.
All right. The bullpen was able to hold on for the Rangers, though. 3-1 victory over the Arizona Diamondbacks. They're going to do it, Nick Haja. And they still have not lost on the road.
Hey, can we talk about their slogan? Have you seen that?
Yeah.
The go and take it? Now, obviously, just like ignoring the subtle undertones of consent violations there. I don't like that.
I don't
like the go and take. I know they're trying to do like a come and take it type thing, but I just that.
I don't really like any of the slogan type things. I know in several of the Astros runs they had some sort of slogan.
Mm-hmm. Bang that drum.
Is that what it was?
I don't know.
Bang that trash can.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems a little try-hardy to me. But
yeah.
I also don't like baseball.
It's better than the Diamondbacks, which I think is just we're keeping receipts. F all of you guys.
Is that what they're doing?
They're doing one of those types of things.
Their slogan should be like, hey, did you know the Diamondbacks were good?
The Morning X.
Real alternative classic from Dead or Alive. Is that a Halloween thing? Have you said dead? I don't know how that's supposed to work. It's
all of these are a thing. We're doing a thing today, Jason.
8:30, 7:30 Central-ish. Time for another edition of The Bumble.
Every line.
This week on The Bumbles, Jason disappoints the family with his boo humbug about Halloween.
Is that what you call it? Boo?
Yes.
Boo humbug?
Humbug. I really should just do a separate Bumbleina and say the darndest thing. That's my girlfriend who's lived with me for like 2 years now. It's going great, guys. It's going.
Ooh. What? Is there like an... the anniversary is over. It's over 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The anniversary of what?
When she moved in.
Yeah. She's lived in the house for over 2 years.
I feel like I had the under on all that.
Oh. What are you talking about?
I don't know what the under was, but I was going to take the under.
We're vibing, man. Yeah. Okay? We're vibing. Hardcore. Mm-hmm. last night she said to me, we should get heated toilet seats at the new house. And I'm like, what? What? How?
Seats, plural? Just get one.
I mean, or why? I don't understand why a person wants to sit down on a warm toilet seat.
If the toilet seat is warm and you sit down, something disastrous has happened usually.
No. Yeah. Todd Jeffries was just here. All right? And so, I like the cool, refreshing...
you don't want to sit down at your toilet at your new house if you're like, Todd Jeffries.
Exactly.
Damn you, Todd Jeffries.
Last night she said to me, I've been trying to force football on her. So Monday Night Football was on, and I was like, hey, look, it's your guy. It's Jimmy Garoppolo, because he's a super handsome quarterback guy. And she looks up and she goes, oh, he's a Las Vegas Raider too? And I was like, In addition to Josh Jacobs and Devontae Adams and Max Crosby?
No, she thinks that she knows him as a 49er, and she thinks he plays for multiple teams.
No, that would be even that would not be as bad as she's a big fan of one of the practice squad guys for the Raiders. Has a wife who is a medium famous TikTok influencer.
I think I kind of know who you're talking
about. And so, she's always telling me, she's like, oh, did you hear the blah, 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 I got cut? And I was like, I did not, because nobody cares about him. But that's her world, okay? In our world, we are celebrating Halloween as a family tonight. Her 15-year-old son lives with me. It's going great as well. And she shocked me once again when she asked me the other night about trick-or-treating in your old neighborhood, Nick, in the Mueller neighborhood over there.
It's a popular one for
people. I was like, that's like the more in our where we live. I live adjacent to that. But yeah, that's a super, super perfect spot if you've got young kids to take them trick or treating. And she says, oh, because I'm just trying to figure out where I'm going to take Bumbleito. And I'm like, nowhere. He's 15 years old. You can't trick or treat when you're 15 years old, right? Now, I know I'm a Halloween hater. I'm out. All right. I don't like dressing up. Don't really eat candy.
I am very disappointed that we have not talked about what she wanted you guys to dress up as for Halloween.
I don't even. Oh, the bunnies.
Yes,
she wanted to be Bugs, and I don't even know who the other
Lola
one.
Lola Bunny,
from
Space Jam.
Yeah,
I like the idea that she gets to just have like cute bunny ears, but you have the full on costume and are just looking miserable the entire time.
That would
Bugs.
Have been a funny idea. All right, but
hey, new health lifestyle, Jason. You could have had a carrot to chew on all night.
I don't really like carrots, but no. Is get out of. Parents at 101X Morning X is 15 years old because I don't know. I don't know all these things. That's way too old to trick or treat, right? Now,
I feel like if you're trick or treating at 15, you're also afraid to take a shower in gym class because you don't have, you know, down there like the other guys do.
Wow.
I don't know. I don't remember what time I quit trick or treating, but by 15, I was.
We're kind of in the same wheelhouse on this because
when I had my first sip of alcohol at a high school party,
and I'm trying to not project too much of my own experience as a youth onto this young man, as the kids are way different and all of that sort of thing.
I mean, 15, you were scared from pregnancies, right?
Like I think I was 13 years old and trick or treated and felt weird about it because I was like, I had sex last month. I can't go door to door and beg grown. For candy, all right?
Hey, enough of these candy corns. Can you give me some condoms?
But another difference was he's still a very slight young man. Mm-hmm. I think she told me he's up to 110 pounds, and I was like, yeah, that's how big I was in fourth grade.
Oh,
I suppose he could pass.
The dick's got a touch of gigantism in him.
I followed that, but he's got he's got a little bit of a mustache going. Yeah. But if he gets a clean shave, he could pass for the right age, I guess.
It's like when you take him to a buffet, and you're like, "Hey, you're 12, all right."
But I don't think that makes sense for a 15-year-old.
I mean, I would say if like his friends all want to go, that might be a thing. But I don't know if that applies in the situation.
They all just talk on the internet. I don't know.
Yeah,
what the friends.
But 15 seems like. Like, that's when you're focusing on the trick, not the treat.
Oh.
You want to go...
Go get out into some mischief.
Raise some hell.
Yeah.
On All Hallows Eve. You know, the flaming bag of dog poop, the ding-dong ditch.
Now
lean a trash can full of water against their front door, and when they open it, it floods their house.
Wow,
don't do that one.
That is
don't
terrible.
Do that one. I never did that.
I'm going to say I think I'd rather him go trick-or-treating if you're in a... That's the kind of stuff you're going to
do. Yeah. So anyway, put on the poll at 101X Morning X. Is 15 too old to trick or treat? Yes, no.
The Morning X.
Miss Murder from AFI. Because it's Halloween and stuff, right?
You're getting it, man.
You're getting this thing. I understand. We, of course, have addressed the unfortunate passing of Matthew Perry a couple of times now. And I did not know what strong similarities I had with Matthew Perry. I knew the one, all right, about the...
You're funny.
Oh, yeah, that was the other one, too.
Oh, you're talking about
we have some
the
similar demons, if you will. But apparently, he was also a pickleball and hot tub guy, which I enjoy both of those things as well.
Man, if he had been a pickleball and hot tub slash now it's a fire pit because I'm trying to sell my house guy.
I don't think that's...
I would have...
Yeah.
I'd have been like, man, this is spooky.
No, that's...
I did think about you when I saw this happen on
Saturday.
That's
how he spent his last hours.
Is that apparently he went and did 2 hours of pickleball.
Giddy up.
Which I was like, that's the 2 hours. That's what you always play. We always go play 2 hours. That's incredible. I don't know if that's like standard pickleball time. Yeah, they kick you off the courts.
Basically.
Because you play, it's like, hey.
Sometimes you double up.
201? Nope, can't do it.
20.
And I don't think this has been necessarily confirmed by anybody, but it was a cardiac event arrest that he then drowned in his hot tub. So I assume that he played pickleball. That triggered something, and then he was trying to soak out all the cramps and things, the pickleball hurts, pains, in the hot tub, and that's unfortunately how he passed away. And I just was like, man, that is Jason Dick.
Well, Nick, still alive, for the record, maybe because I don't have a functioning hot tub, but for the record, Nick yesterday just asked me, what does this do to the future of pickleball?
Is this bad for pickleball? Because then, I'm going to sit here and say, I think pickleball can withstand killing Matthew Perry. And that pickleball is still so big and powerful, nothing can stop it. I might say, I'm trying to, not want to do like a hierarchy of what celebrity would pickleball kill.
Well, here's the, I was thinking about it yesterday after you.
Kevin Hart?
All of your important, I feel like you're now rooting for pickleball to kill certain celebrities.
You want to know my list of my top five of who I
want. That's fine. But yeah, when you make interesting inquiries like that to me, I think, and yesterday I was thinking, I was like, pickleball is just a COVID fad, all right? Because it's existed for 50 years, and it just became super popular in the last couple of years. Because it was a thing that you could do social distance outside and not have to be a great athlete to do it.
Yeah.
Mostly cost effective. And so, basically anybody can get into it. And it has become super popular to the point that Tom Brady and LeBron James, those guys all are owners in the new Major League Pickleball league that's coming out.
Yeah.
But I think it has got to fade at least a little bit and probably pretty soon because... It exists. It's been out there for a long time.
Yeah.
And if it was great, people would have discovered it by now. Okay. It'd be like discovering Taylor Swift when she's 60 years old.
Peaked.
Yeah, I do think so. Now, as I said, they have a professional league coming out. I have no idea whether it's going to make for a good television sport. Probably not for a while.
I saw a clip of one and they were just bouncing it back and forth. They were pickleballing, as you like to say. I'm like, no. Nobody, you don't want to hit it back and forth and have fun. You got to go spike it and slam somebody right between their legs. You got to nutmeg them. That's pickleball, okay? Have we already reached the point where we need extreme pickleball? We need like a John McEnroe pickleball?
John McEnroe is in probably one of the most famous pickleball moments so far. They did an exhibition with him.
Here's the deal. I don't think pickleball is done because Bolden Acres was able to move to Breaker Lane.
Yeah.
So that's, and they're still going strong there.
Banging setup up there as well.
Yeah.
Hit up the new Bolden Acres North.
They're still doing wonders with the pickleball outfits for the ladies. So good job there, Bolden Acres.
Come on, man.
I'm keeping it tight. Yeah. I think just the problem is that there might be a lull in pickleball right now for you. You said like a lot of the people, you're not seeing so many of the regulars out there.
Yeah.
I think it's just because they're all hurt. I think that's just right now. Everybody that is a pickleball enthusiast is just hurt. You got a torn rotator cuff. Your Achilles is snapped up inside your thigh.
When you asked me, I was thinking about it more. And the regular games that I play in, I was like, man, a lot of the better players have disappeared, which makes me believe that either A, they've quit and gone back to play and pick up basketball or whatever, or they've just moved to different courts that are not inviting me, and I'm still at ATC with the old ladies.
I'm just thinking of that old lady that you used to call Pickleball Patty, on the basketball courts. Doing A&1 style stuff.
The Morning X. What X? It's the Morning X. Jason Dick, Nick Hajda. It's time for Hajda Headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. And now all the news is fit to air, including some really sad ones and maybe a fun one. Nicholas Hajda.
Things continue to be terrible in Gaza as Israel struck some 300 Hamas targets overnight. While multiple UN bodies have called for a humanitarian ceasefire to allow for aid to reach the enclave, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has remained firm, saying that, quote, this is a time for war. Meanwhile, Matthew Perry's Friends co-stars have released a joint statement to yesterday on his untimely death. We quote, we are all so utterly devastated by the loss of Matthew. We were more than just castmates. We are a family. There is so much to say, but right now we are going to take a moment to grieve and process this unfathomable loss. And the latest reports from TMZ say that his body was not waterlogged after it was found. He was found unresponsive in the jacuzzi. He had got home from pickleball, sent his assistant out on an errand. The assistant returned, found him under the water, called 911. So apparently it's just if this assistant was a little bit quicker, a little bit more on the hustle.
Really?
Perhaps things could have been different, according to TMZ. And finally,
so hard to find good help these days.
You're telling me, buddy. And finally, Halloween is tonight. Yeah, you can go vote in our poll. Boom! At 101X Morning X. Is 15 too old for trick-or-treating? Let's see if I can get a quick update on that. But I do. Currently, 73% say no, 15 is not too old to trick-or-treat.
Really? Get it on, Bumbleito.
Yes.
Bring me a fun-size Snickers home.
According to the National Retail Federation, 73% of Americans plan on celebrating Halloween in some way, with the average person spending $108, mostly on costumes, decorations, and candy. 98% of Americans who welcome trick-or-treaters will hand out candies and chocolates. So I guess 2% are the dental floss and loose change type people. Other fun things. 14% of people believe Halloween is harmful, but did not elaborate. And 85%
of
parents...
It's devil worshiping.
That's right. That's right. Dressing up like the drag queens do. 85% of parents say that their kids start digging into their candy before they get home from trick-or-treating. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Some walking around candy. I like that.
That's right.
That's
right.
A good call.
Morning X Sports.
Just picturing you in your old man Spurs cardigan that we posted yesterday. Walking around trick-or-treating with Bumbleito tonight with some pocket candy.
Like, yeah, two for you, one for me, young man. All right? Tithe. You will tithe to me. Hey, the Rangers are going to win the World Series, probably. Maybe, hopefully. Things are good. 3-1. They defeated the Diamondbacks game 3 of the World Series last night. They take a 2-1 lead. Game 4 tonight in the desert. They can take a veritable lock on the series. That's the World Series tonight, 7 o'clock. Monday Night Football, Lions 26-14 over the Las Vegas Raiders. And before Texas plays Kansas State on Saturday morning, the college football playoff rankings, the first edition, will be released tonight. But before they are released tonight, Steve Sarkisian took the opportunity yesterday to, sort of make his case for the Longhorns in the first set of college football playoff rankings. Quote, I'd argue we have the best win in the country right now. The fact that we went into Tuscaloosa, Alabama, beat a team that was 52-1 in the previous 53 games of us going in there. I hear so much about how tough the SEC is, but I haven't seen any of those teams go in Alabama and win. So I feel pretty good about our team, end quote.
I mean, that is a fair point.
I would say that is probably correct, that they probably do have the best win in college football. The highest degree of difficulty win going to Alabama and beating them.
I have to sit there and think about the other teams that are in contention for this. We might also have the worst loss, thanks to Kansas and Oklahoma.
Well,
this weekend.
Like, see,
that's
that,
the problem.
That is an interesting point, and I'll say this of the college football playoff rankings. The October versions don't matter at all, okay? And the November ones, not so much really either, because so many things still have to play out. So when Texas is 7 tonight, which I believe they will be 7, there's no need to panic, because you can still do all the right things to make the playoff. But the other thing, the thing that's annoying to me, is the committee is purposefully ambiguous about what the criteria is, okay? Mm-hmm. They don't want to tell you too much about, are we grading these teams on who we think is the best?
Yeah.
Because I don't think anybody who pays a lot of attention to college football would say that Texas is better than, like, a Michigan, okay? But even though Michigan is undefeated, Texas has a better resume than Michigan.
Yeah.
Right? Texas is so if we're grading them on resumes. Yeah.
Even though we have a worse record.
We have one loss to a highly ranked team as well.
And you know what? We cheat the right way with our money, okay? Not stealing signs, all right?
Well, hang on. How do we cheat with money? Our money?
We have more money than a lot of other schools.
Yeah.
Here's the deal, Coach Steve. Stop making your case for this and just figure out if the College Football Playoff Committee, if they can accept NIL deals, okay? Let's start publicizing some of the name, image, and likeness on all of these former athletic directors and maybe Condoleezza Rice and...
Wow.
Coaches you've never heard of in 10 years.
The Morning X.
Attack of the Rotten Tomatoes. Attack of the
Rotten
Tomatoes. The gooey, gushy, squishy, mushy, rotten to the core. They're standing outside your door.
Say what you will about the games. That's definitely the worst intro we ever made. We have tickets to see Bert Kreischer at the Moody Center, I believe May the 18th.
Yep.
And our contestant is, hi, Dustin.
Hello.
Hey, Dustin. Hopefully you're familiar with this game. It's real simple. Nick's going to tell us a movie. Then we're going to try and guess what is that movie's score on Rotten Tomatoes. You know, you use Rotten Tomatoes. You're like, hey, is that movie any good? I just looked it up. Killers of the Flower Moon. 93% say... 3 hours and 27 minutes is not too long for me, bro.
That one should just say the time. It should not give you an actual score. It's just say it's 3 hours and 20 minutes and you decide.
So, yeah, you're just going to think of your answer. We'll do a couple of movies here, Dustin, and beat me the score in cumulative if my guy can figure it out. And then if you beat me, you're going to go see Bert Kreischer, all right?
Yep.
Sounds good.
All right, Nick, what is the first one?
Speaking of Leonardo DiCaprio, let's go with The Wolf of Wall Street from 2013.
Ooh.
Wolf of Wall Street.
What is the theme that Nick has already put? There's no theme guessing in this, right?
I would say no, of course not. That would be a violation.
Any of these in a while.
Jason would shake his fist at me off air.
Wolf of Wall Street. Tremendous. Leo. Margot Robbie. Mm-hmm. Kyle Chandler. Jonah Hill. Jonah Hill, you should be in top build in that movie. Kills it. Wayne Jenkins. Are you ready?
Is he just always Wayne Jenkins to you?
Yeah, I don't know what that guy's name is. It's just
John Barenthal.
Nah, it's Wayne Jenkins. What do you think is the Rotten Tomatoes score for Wolf of Wall Street there, Dustin?
96%.
I love this film.
Mm-hmm.
Probably my favorite Scorsese, which is kind of blasphemous, I guess.
You're not a good fellow.
As soon as I got done watching it, I was so enthusiastic. I wanted to Google things about it,
yeah.
And immediately I was reading about backlash. And I was like,
"Can you actually get away with this crime?"
I was like, "What could there possibly be backlash about?
What is a quaalude?"
And I was like, "Oh, the glorifying of sort of stealing money from hardworking Americans." Or drug use or, you know, treating women like objects. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a lot of critics out there not feeling it. I got 83%.
Well, according to Rotten Tomatoes, 80%.
Oh. Nice. I take a slight lead on you there, Dustin. But
slight lead, yes.
I agree.
Of 13, spooky.
What's that?
13, spooky. He's off by 16. You're off by 13, spooky.
Okay. And next.
Speaking of spooky, The Devil Wears Prada from 2006.
Hmm.
The Devil Wears Prada.
Mm-hmm. 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 All right. If you're ready, Dustin, I'll go quick on this one. What do you think about The Devil Wears Prada?
Let's go 88%.
Bad news. I have never seen this film, but I do know that it is... It is pretty good. I've seen all the parts. It's on cable all the time. 92% is what I said.
Ooh.
It might both be low, actually.
According to Rotten Tomatoes, 75%.
What? No wonder I've never seen this piece of garbage. Golly. Meryl Streep, give back your Oscars.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see. You're off by 20. Dustin is off by 29.
You can
29.
Do the math in a second. Tell us the next movie.
The next movie, Rambo, First Blood, Part 2, 1985. Rambo, First Blood,
Is that what it's called?
Part 2.
First Blood, Part 2?
Yeah. Because there's just a First Blood. But this is Rambo, First Blood, Part 2, 1985.
Mm-hmm. All right.
This is my favorite one.
Of the Rambos?
Yeah.
I mean, I have no chance to differentiate. Weird.
Sylvester Stallone, like the first movie in every series, Rocky, First Blood.
Yeah.
Critically acclaimed, legitimately good movies. Okay. And then it just goes into solving the Cold War through various means, either punching or shooting.
Yeah.
I assume Expendables, same way.
What is my favorite Rocky? What is my favorite Rambo? Cobra is the answer. All right. I'm ready, Dustin. It's what do you terrible. Think?
I'm going to say 72%.
All right. We're right in the same neighborhood because I say 68%.
33%, guys.
I figured it was going to be bad. I don't remember anything about it, okay? I figured it was going to be bad, but it's one of those.
Kind of gave me way too much context there.
Yeah, already on my answer.
That's all right.
Okay, do you want to give us a score update now?
No.
Okay, good, no, good, good, not. Good. You can give us the final movie.
The final movie is Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol 2011.
Mission Impossible. Ghost Protocol. I mean, which one was that? Which one?
It's Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol 2011.
No, right. Just probably good because normally I would just play mathematical advantage strategy in this situation. But some people have had distaste for the way I would do so. So they say no score updates until we get to the end. Which all I am right. Just stalling for.
No, we're good. We're good. We're good.
All right.
We're
good. Dustin, good. What do you think about Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol Part 17?
I think this is in the bad part of Mission Impossible, so I'm going to go 55%.
Okay. That might do it for you if you were correct there, Dustin, because I said 85%.
The bad part of Mission Impossible was the second one. This is the good part, 93%. You guys were off. Jason was off by 55. Dustin was off by 68. So, unfortunately, I do believe, I don't have the confirmed math. Jason, You win.
What happened, man? Why is there...
There was like a spreadsheet, but I'm on a different computer. That's old. Mine doesn't have... I ain't got a fancy Microsoft this Excel money.
What did y'all do to my... What did y'all do to my mystery music?
I mean, it's more important with the carbon version.
You just deleted so many of my... This is bull... Dustin, hold on. We do have a prize for you, and we will have more Bert Kreischer tickets on the show tomorrow. Let's say 7:45-ish.
This is how we do it.
What?
Derek, stop losing that. Did you pick up the theme?
Yeah. Wolves and devils and bloods and ghosts.
Yeah.
How about that?
Boom.
The Morning X.
All right, it's happening today. Ladies and gentlemen, our long national nightmare is finally over. The Nissan Altima is going back to Enterprise Rent-A-Car.
Yay!
Yeah. For those of you not following along, my relatable brand automobile suffered significant hail damage. Now I found out over a month ago. I didn't find out. I just looked at the calendar. I was like, oh, damn. Have I been without it for over a month? And it is not ready to be driven, okay? And as a matter of fact, basically nothing has happened to it because... Apparently, you can't get a body shop to work on a car in less than like 4 months in this town. I don't really understand your business models over there, body shops. But my insurance company will pay only for 30 days of a rental car. So I have to return this Nissan Altima that I have been driving for the last month. Today is the 30th day, so it's going back.
So what are you going
to
do?
Oh, I'm happy to just be an Uber guy now, okay? I hate that car so much. That car has had a significant negative effect on my mental health, all right? And I don't know. Look, I'm...
Are you saying that the Nissan Altima gave you COVID?
It represents the whole vibe that I've experienced the last month or so, I guess. And I feel bad saying this to a certain degree because I know you just got a Nissan Altima that you're excited to have.
2006 Altima. I love it.
Your permanent fantastic. Car. Is it a 2006? No way.
No, sorry, 2016.
Yeah. You were replacing a 2006.
I'm still getting used to having a 1 in front of that, in that third number slot there. I had the 2009, which, again, still technically runs, has a brand new battery. Right. I would love to, if you want to go to Hajda Enterprises Rental Services, I'll make you a sweet deal.
It drives? I might
now,
take you up on that.
The battery cable is just held on there mostly on just like principle. I think gravity.
Just hope.
Yeah. Sometimes you'll have to go in the morning and just like pop the hood and bang it down. And
listen,
other than that, no AC.
When I got that relatable brand automobile, okay, I wasn't doing it to try and signify to the world that I was better than them. Okay. Wasn't doing it to save the world, as I might have alleged a time or two.
What?
I legitimately just was like, I think this might be a good deal and investment to buy an electric car. And to be determined whether or not that is true. But man, just going back into a normal car.
Yeah.
All right. It is, and maybe I just got a rental lemon, okay? Because this thing, it is beeping at me all the time for things that I'm like, why are you beeping? What is the beep about? I have my seatbelt on. Why are you beeping? Okay. this is a thing that it does that I can't believe. The clock on the dashboard, I found out about half the time, it just freezes at whatever time I start the car. So the other day,
sounds like a problem.
I was going to meet somebody.
What the company know about?
And then I looked and I was like, "What? I am so early." I was like, "You know what? I can run another errand." And then I just go to the grocery store real quick. I get back. I was like, "Was I in the grocery for 40 minutes?" No, because the time just freezes on there.
Have you had to fill it with gas?
Yeah, sure. Several times. I've put gas in it, which is a totally fine experience. Mm-hmm. I still know how to
what gas smells
operate
like?
how the gas. I have a lack of confidence in the automatic shutoff. I was like, I don't want to just leave this thing on and then it start firing gas out of the thing, which I don't think has been possible for like 20 years.
Do you hold down the supercharger?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just checking.
Yeah.
I mean, is it the fact that this car is not technologically advanced? Is it feeling going back
things.
In time?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it just the stigma?
It's uncomfortable to get in and out of. All right. It is. I have both. See, here's the other thing. I was just used to driving an electric car where, first of all, I don't have to lock or unlock it. I just walk up to it and it's like, hi, Jason. Welcome back. I'm going to let you in.
But, I mean, you can do that with the Nissan Altima. I would not advise it in this neighborhood
but,
just to constantly leave it unlocked, but you can do that.
So now I'm always fiddling with the keys. That has led to me twice throwing the keys in my trash can. So
okay, that's a known issue with you. You've got several instances of that in the past.
Well, because I got too many things, all right?
That with your relatable brand automobile fob.
I get out of the car, and then I've just got so many things, and I'm like, an empty Diet Coke, and I'm like, here, let me just dump this over here, and then later I'm like, where are the keys? I can't find the keys, and I have to go. I also have been, this is several times that I get out of the car and just leave it running because the other one, it just turns off. You just get out of the car and it's off, and then you...
Have you done that enough times that it has offset the saving the environment of the relatable brand automobile?
Maybe. Also, I've done the opposite, too, where I've gotten in the car and tried to drive and was like, oh, yeah, I have to start it. I didn't realize that. I thought I had broken it because I was like, why won't it go? What's going on here? You have to start the car.
That's the only time it's not beeping at you.
A new known issue as well. And I bring it up mostly just to say, good on you guys for your struggle out there. Any of you? I should stop saying the brand because I'm sure we get money from Nissan from time to time. But yeah, if you're just driving an average to above average four-door sedan,
I mean, I bought mine from a Mazda dealer, so I love
what you're doing there, man. I'm going to try and move out of that.
I love what you're doing for me.
Lifestyle.
Nissan.
Is that their thing?
No.
Oh, okay. But I really just want to ask you this. What condition am I expected to return this rental car in? Because it is lived in, okay?
Oh, God.
It is. Have you seen the weather lately? Like, it's just...
Oh, yeah.
In my car, if I'm getting in my car, I'm going to aggressively wipe my feet before I get in. All right?
Okay.
But because I'm actually...
I thought you were going to just...
because I
Dave
have...
Dave Chappelle, Rick James, the F your couch... With the Nissan Altima, just
Because I have a vendetta out against this car. I was like, I am going to track all this mud into you, okay? And I got gross softball debris over on one side. My girl got in the other day, and she's like, "Your car stinks." And I was like, "I have been in your car. I know your standard for what a car is to smell like." So I just want to make sure I'm not going to get. It's like a hotel room, right? I didn't wreck it.
Yeah.
Everything's fine. Okay. They're charging me a cleaning fee. I'm sure I can return it to them. And
I feel like for you, I would say just let them pay the fee. Don't do anything just because that money has to be worth not spending any more extra time in that car.
Mm.
Yeah. So just pay the fee. Just Jason Dick affluence it. But you can go vote at 101X Morning X. What is the expectation for a rental car?
The Morning X.
My girlfriend wants to take her 15-year-old son trick-or-treating tonight. I said he is vastly too old to go trick-or-treating. We asked you. Elflamingo SA tweets at The Morning X, as long as the kid dresses up, it's fine if they trick-or-treat. They just want to trick-or-treat in their regular clothes. I'll still give them candy, but with a dash of side-eye. Do you ever tell him no? Would you ever tell a kid no? Get out of here.
I mean, you're asking to be tricked. You're asking to get your house egged, yeah. Especially if it's a bunch of unruly teenagers.
Kids are really, they're really tricking out there? Little terrorist sons of bitches.
I don't know. Maybe the youth of this generation or not. Maybe they've evolved beyond that.
Zach from New Braunfels says, once you're in high school, you're too old. He is a sophomore in high school.
What?
He's a sophomore in high school.
That's insane.
Yeah. Julio from SA says, it's all right, man. Let them enjoy it a little more. Enjoy a little more of their youth before life squeezes all the energy, joy, and hope out of them.
I mean, I know that the kids are, we're having puberty at like 11 now, but everything else.
Has the puberty age changed?
Puberty is up. Puberty is coming sooner than ever.
That?
I think it's because of all the hormones in the water.
Okay.
But everything else is being arrested. You know, kids are living with their parents' basement until they're 85 and, things of that nature. They don't want to get real jobs.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe, I don't know, but just it seems to me that if you are in high school, you should be out there trying to get into the seniors, house party or something
right.
like that.
Should be finding
social
trouble,
things,
not candy.
Not necessarily trouble, but just, the social things that you want to do in high school have evolved beyond trick-or-treating. Now, if you were to have a big group of your friends that all want to get together and trick-or-treat as a gang, I think that's okay. I remember our former morning show cohort, Emily, was 25, and she was wanting to go trick-or-treating with her friends. So,
yeah. But then it's like an ironic thing, right? Or it's like, hey, look how silly we are. I don't think that this is a silly effort.
If you just want to go trick-or-treating with your mommy...
But also, I don't want to put any words in his mouth. It's his mom who wants him to trick-or-treat.
Yeah,
so maybe maybe that's what's going on here. I also... Barely related note, want to point out, where are we in society today? What is going on here? Normally, I pick him up from school most days because he gets out of school at 4:30. His mom's at work till 5, and I want to be a helpful whatever I am. On Tuesdays, that's today, right?
Yeah.
That's a jackpot day for me because he gets tutoring after school.
Ooh.
And so she can pick him up and he gets out at like 6 o'clock or something like that.
Well, there you go. Just dumb him down so he needs more tutoring.
Well, she messaged me, tutoring was canceled due to Halloween. We are putting off the kids' education so that they can go trick-or-treating?
Okay, if the tutor is trick-or-treating...
I just don't know who is what's it's tutoring at the school.
I guess you got tricked.
Is it just the teachers who are? They're like, nah, I'm getting out of here, man. It's Halloween. All right.
I mean, teachers do like to get freaky. I figured they would have done that on Saturday, not a Tuesday.
Bowl.
But maybe they're getting freaky out on Tuesday night.
Halloween.
I don't know.
The Morning X.
101X. It's the Morning X. Jason Dick, Nick Hodge, duh. Boo.
Ah!
It's Halloween. Happy Halloween to all those who celebrate out there, including my guy, Nicholas Haja. You kind of are an all-out Halloweener. Has this always been true about you?
No, see, that's the problem, is that my intentions are always noble to be obsessive about Halloween guy. And then I lose effort or faith or hope or whatever. And then usually I just like throw on a
take that approach to a lot of things, but that's not a big deal.
That's fine.
But you're in your third costume, I believe, of the season. And this is the main costume.
Well, so originally I wanted to be Mojo Dojo Ken from the Barbie movie. When I saw that scene in the theaters after like 5 hours, because I did Oppenheimer first, I was like,
whoa.
Through like the I've been here too long phase, who knows how my bill is going to be at Draft House. I was like, oh, that's the costume for guys. And especially for me, it's going to be hilarious because me and Ryan Gosling, body doubles.
Absolutely.
You know? So yeah, of course.
They showed him a picture of you and said, prepare yourself to look like this.
We both have large breasts. he overdid a little bit. And then over the course, I was like, you know what? Everybody's going to be Mojo Dojo Ken. Yeah. It's going to be overdone. You're going to go everywhere you go. There's going to be another one. So I kind of lost faith on it. And also, you know, to buy all the parts from Amazon, you have to get the coat and the pants and the fanny pack and the medallions and two pairs of sunglasses, the blonde wig, the bandana. And so I just kind of lost steam. And I was like, oh, well, you know, it's a good one. I was looking at, actually, it was thanks to CJ Morgan, Afternoon Guy. He's got their Punishment Pleco thing, and it's got a bloody picture of Bob Barker. And I was like, oh, yeah, Bob Barker's dead.
The price is wrong, bitch.
And he died this year, not 6 years ago, like I was under the impression of. And so I was like, that's a really good, I'll go with Bob Barker from Happy Gilmore. So I've got a fun, colorful golf polo shirt. I've got some, went and bought some new khakis that are feeling really fancy and fine in.
It's a good-looking shirt.
I got a
is
golf
that
club
the
that I
shirt
haven't used.
No, he's wearing, and it does match the
I went to Amazon
pastels.
I was like, give me a fun Bob Barker shirt.
Yeah.
Because here's the problem. You can go get a custom one that somebody in China made to look exactly like whatever you want your costume to be.
Yeah.
And you just zip it up. But they're not made for human beings our size.
Oh, okay.
Those are
also, you probably have to order it now for Halloween 2024.
Exactly. Exactly. So I just found a close approximation that I can just turn into an everyday shirt.
That works.
I think it. Now the real key thing is, of course, again, I went and I got my hair cut. I told him, give me the old man haircut.
Yeah.
So the swoop across. I've got some gray spray paint from Walmart. That's supposed to dye your hair gray. That's
not actual spray paint, right?
No.
Don't put spray paint in your hair.
It does say don't. Like, make sure you don't touch anything after you put this in because it will color transfer all over the place. So I haven't put the gray hair in yet because I have to wear headphones for this job.
Yeah.
But we're going to have our Halloween costume here at the radio station. Now, after my Friday night experience, I was incredibly hungover from the Boner Rodeo where I went as a sexy cat. And then, so Saturday.
No follow-ups on that one, guys.
When I was going to, but it's worth it next year. Make sure you go to the Boner Rodeo. So Saturday was when I was going to be Bob Barker, but I was too hungover, so I just threw on a dragon onesie that I had lying around, some sunglasses on, and went as too hungover to properly dress up guy, which I did like as well.
So maybe...
So today, on actual Halloween, I'm doing the Bob Barker.
Okay.
And and I even got the little golf club.
Is that you got a golf glove?
Now the question
somebody
is...
Somebody goes through golf gloves rather quickly. That's not a cheap prop. All right.
The ones that I got are.
Oh, yeah?
That was about $10. Yeah. Thereabouts. It's a lot. That's the other thing, is when you are goes all out for Halloween guy, you got to sell some blood or a kidney or something, because it is an investment financially. But I'm happy to make it, because I do enjoy it. And mostly just because if you're going to dress up all the way. Go all out, because there's nothing worse than a lame half-ass Halloween costume. I have an unnamed friend who went as Mojo Dojo Ken, and they wore blue jeans. Now,
again, I
got into an argument with a separate friend about whether he wears leather pants or just black jogger pants or what it is.
Yeah.
But the very least, black blue jeans. You can't just go blue jeans and it's not blue. He's not wearing blue pants.
Right.
He also wasn't going to shave, and I had to peer pressure him into shaving, which is hilarious because both him and his girlfriend hate it. And so I feel like that'll teach you to steal my costume even though you had it first. But just like just go all out, okay?
Right.
Unless it's as Joker. Nobody needs to go all out as the Heath Ledger Joker anymore, okay? That's so old. No, that's just a red flag.
Yeah. Can I ask a potential dick question, Amnesty?
Sure.
Why not just be Bob Barker from The Price is Right with a gray suit and a skinny...
The Price is Wrong, bitch.
A skinny microphone. Like, I'm just...
The Price is Wrong,
I did look into a skinny microphone, and they are surprisingly affordable.
Well,
you can get one for $125.
Yeah,
so.
Nobody uses those anymore.
None of my suits fit.
Oh.
So I'd have to go invest in a suit versus
I'm
just
a little
a
worried that people aren't going to get it.
There's a couple people here in the building that are going to think I'm Rodney Dangerfield from Caddyshack, which is just a price you got to pay.
Don't do it to me today, buddy. Not on Halloween, all right? I'm just trying to uplift the people, make them feel good with some positive feel-good news, and then Nick's going to try and ruin it. A segment we call Don't Nick My News. Today, Halloween edition. Do you know the meaning of teal, purple, and blue pumpkins? I did not know they even existed, but apparently,
it means they were right about the drag queens.
No, the The teal pumpkins, teal pumpkin buckets, indicate that a child has a food allergy.
Okay.
Also, if you put a teal pumpkin on your doorstep, that means in addition to candy, you offer non-food trinkets and treats that are safe for all trick-or-treaters, or as I call them, garbage. sorry, I'm not supposed to. Purple pumpkins are meant to raise awareness for epilepsy. Doesn't really affect any of your preparations or anything like that.
The color purple has already been clearly established for other things, but sure, fine.
Be aware when you're out trick-or-treating, when you see a purple pumpkin. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Epilepsy.
The spirits got them.
And then blue pumpkins. Blue pumpkin buckets used to signal that a child may have autism or a sensory processing disorder. Specifically, I think, to say, hey, this child might not be able to say trick or treat to you. So if you're one of those parents or people who answers the door and makes the kids perform, not everybody is capable of such a performance. Don't assume that they're being rude or anything like that. Teal, purple, and blue pumpkins, just there to make sure everybody's included on Halloween.
Okay, cool.
How could you possibly have a problem?
Look, I am all for, what is this, inclusion, diversity, representation, all these things.
Okay.
Great. Okay, trick-or-treating as a kid should be for all kids no matter what, all right? But I'm going to tell you this. The teal is for the allergy.
Yeah.
That's on your parents, kid, okay? If peanuts are going to kill you and I do peanut M&Ms, that's on them to filter that out, all right? Okay. I'm not saying that I would ever do razor blades and candy.
Whoa.
But again, if I'm some sort of crazy psychopath who wants to Grinch everybody on Halloween, that's for your parents to settle that, okay? I'm not doing alternative snacks, all right? I'm giving out candy. I'm going to go name brand with like some Twix or Snickers or Three Musketeers.
Okay.
Not full-size bars. Okay. I'm doing the fun size. I'm a Three Musketeers guy. I enjoyed those as a kid. But I'd probably go like Twix, and you'd be happy that you got name brand out that weird, ugly, like wax lips or those soda bottles
whatever
or that black
are.
And yellow toffee crap.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going getting you Dollar Tree candy. Okay. I'm getting you name brand, and that will be enough for you. All right.
But you're not making any special accommodations for anyone.
No,
out there.
That's your parents to decide.
All right.
The epilepsy, again, that's not my problem. Okay, man. Get off my porch. I'll help you call 911. Let your brother's cell phone. The autism one, I support that, okay? If you don't say trick-or-treat, you're still getting candy. You're getting the customary, look at you, what are you? Okay, Power Ranger, cool, here's some candy.
The Morning X.
The new Blink-182 album, One More Time, is so good, said a bunch of people who aren't me. No, I spent a little time with it, and I'm glad that you guys got your original lineup back, even though my man Matt Skiba might wind up destitute because of it all. It's probably good, okay? That song, I used to despise it, and now I'm like, you know what? I like it when it comes on, okay?
I think everybody agrees that it's good unless you have an irrational affiliation with Alkaline Trio and Matt Skiba.
I'm hoping that is the truth for the album as well, because
only you and Matt Skiba's mom
starts
are in
with
this
Anthem Part 3, and Travis immediately kicks in on the drums, and I'm like, oh, yeah, let's do some Blink stuff. And then I hear Tom, and I'm like, you mother...
Hey, he was right about aliens. He deserves to be back in the
night.
He deserves to be back in the night.
Update them polls for me real quick.
What is the best Halloween song?
Oh,
55% of people say Thriller from Michael Jackson. 28% say The Monster Mash. And then 11 say the Halloween theme. And then we've got a couple of other people that chimed in.
I'm going to again say there's just not real Halloween songs.
The Exorcist theme. I Put a Spell on You, even though I know you have a hatred for Hocus Pocus, and that's a Hocus Pocus song. Anyway, is 15 too old for trick-or-treating? 76% of people say no. Although a lot of people have said that once you're in high school, that's the end of it. But
well, yeah.
I guess it's not too late.
You guys not do the math
too late.
On how high school works?
Maybe these are some,
No.
Some dummy parents. It's fine. I got a 8th grader that shaves. What of it? What are the expectation of cleanliness for returning a rental car? Good news, Jason. 0% say professionally cleaned.
Oh, good.
It's a split between making a legitimate effort, 46%, and just no fast food bags, 54%.
Shout out to my friend at Christmas85 who says, rental car companies are the Tinder of the auto industry. Around for a good time, not a long time. Drive it into the ground, but fill the gas tank. I thought that was really good. Okay, blast from the past. Am I about to hold my phone up to the microphone to play you a song? Is this Halloween music? Calling all skeletons from Alkaline Trio? How much better would Blink-182 be with that guy singing, huh?
That much better. You talk about the vocal qualities of the singing, you have a point, but nobody cares about that.
The Morning X. The Morning